And right now, we are going to welcome in a new guest here on The Breakfast Club and on Robinhood Radio. And that is the Vice President of Customer Operations, Jess Kane of Eversource. Jess, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we are at that time now, a year and a half, year and three quarters into the pandemic, where a lot of the things that were set up during the pandemic to protect people, whether it's jobs, whether it's whatever, are starting to unfold, which means that the states of emergency have changed and time has run out on certain things. And one of those things, which ended on September 15th, which was just a couple of days ago, was a moratorium on non-hardship residential service disconnection. I got a note from Mitch Gross, who put me in contact with Jess, so we can talk a little about this. Jess, thanks for joining us this morning, and let's talk a little bit about this decision. It might sound cold-hearted at first to people, but there are a lot of people that can transition, right?
There have never been more options available for customers at this point. The pandemic has caused financial and other stresses unprecedented, but we have we are at the ready to be able to share the energy assistance bill payment options, the payment plan options. The last thing we want to do is disconnect customers' power. We're here today to help customers understand those options and to encourage those who haven't already taken action to contact us and take advantage of these great programs that can help.
Well, I think it's one of the things I want to point out, that once again, this program that basically was discontinued on September 15th, most people probably would think there's only one or two programs, but there's a myriad of programs. As long as you're identified as having a financial hardship, that will remain in place. Let's talk about that financial hardship. How do customers find out whether they fit in that pattern or not?
Great question. So in the state of, first of all, you can come to our website at eversource.com or call us, and we're going to help you figure that out. So calling us at 800-286-2828. How you find out if you qualify or what the qualifications are, it's in the state of Connecticut, if you earn less than 60% of the state median household income, you qualify. So what does that mean? For example, customers who receive public assistance benefits like food stamps qualify, but many customers qualify who likely, we believe, don't know that they qualify. They never needed assistance before, and they really need it now. So, for example, if you live in a house, and let's say single mom or dad with three kids in the house, so four people living in your home, and the whole household income is less than $75,000, then you would qualify. That number, many customers we find don't know that they would qualify. And with that, if you call us, we're going to walk you through what you need to do to assess that, and then you're going to be protected from service disconnections through the end of the winter moratorium, so into the spring. Plus, we've got several brand new programs and then several long-standing programs that forgive past due balances for those financial hardship customers. And I'd love to walk through a few of those as well.
Absolutely. Why don't we start with the matching payment program?
Great. So the matching payment program, that helps with heating assistance. And that enrollment in the matching payment program opens up on November 1, but there are a few excellent benefits of the matching payment program. It's for electric or gas heating customers, so if they heat with us, and that program can also offer monthly payments as low as $50. Enrollment in that for the upcoming heating season begins November 1, but a key mechanism of that program is that as you make payments, your arrears are forgiven, your past due balances, those overdue bills are forgiven. So the program that's available currently and year round, whether it's heating assistance or non, is it's a mirror partner program that's called New Start. It's been around for a very long time, but that's available to all electric customers who are low income. And here's how it works. if you call us and you sign up or go on our website, you can sign up on the website. It's very easy. Your monthly payments would be set to your average monthly bill. So let's say your average monthly bill is $150. With that, if you just make those average monthly bill payments for the next year, every month that you make that average monthly bill payment, we're going to forgive, like pay down, 1/12 of your past due balance. So if you had $600 past due balance and you're stressed about it, call us and sign up, and then every month we're going to eliminate $50 of that past due balance. So come 1 year from now, you won't have a past due balance. So that's New Start, and that's available now, and we are standing at the ready to sign additional customers up for that. We do have a record number of customers signed up for it now.
And we're heading, by the way, once again, we're speaking with Jess Kane, who is the president of customer operations at Eversource. We're heading into the winter months, and I know that there's something you do every winter as well, which also offers some form of protection for people that are in financial hardships.
Correct. And that special protection, which usually we refer to as winter protection, that protection which just prevents any customer with a financial hardship customer who we're aware of, it prevents disconnects the entire winter. So that's been in place for 18 months. For all of those, we have about 100,000 customers who are identified as financial hardship. All of those customers will remain protected the last 18 months and through until this spring. So that is a key benefit. But you have to reach out and let us know that you are experiencing a financial hardship so we can protect you.
And then there's the energy assistance that provides payments towards a customer's heating bill as well.
Absolutely. There are three types of energy assistance. So part of what you benefit from with calling us is we're going to help you navigate to find the money. So Unite CT, this is brand new for COVID. Federal stimulus funding is feeding it, and they've been doing a great job. That provides renters up to $1,500 towards their electric bill, and by the way, it will give you them up to $15,000 on rent. Customers can go to unitect.ct.gov for that, or just Google Unite CT. That's one, and this is new just for COVID.
All right. Go on.
There are two additional ways. The Connecticut Energy Assistance Program, that will help offset your winter heating costs. They started taking applications August 1, and so you can go to 211connecticut.org, or you can come to us. And then Operation Fuel, who provides year-round emergency assistance, operationfuel.org for that. You can also add a dollar to your bill if you want to help out other customers who are experiencing. So there are three pockets of money that can help pay down that bill right now that we want to help get a hold of for you.
Now, when the state of Connecticut's public health and the emergency ends, you have something that people can also enroll in beginning on September 30th or when it ends, right?
So we have had the COVID-19 payment plan available for the last 18 months, and that is what is currently set to expire at the end of the state of emergency. What that will allow is, even if you're not officially below that income level where you would qualify for financial hardship, any customer, any business, any residential customer, call us. There's no down payment. There's no interest. We'll take your past due amount and split it up and spread it out into smaller amounts over 2 years. And when you're on this, when you're on any payment plan, you're protected from disconnect. So just all you need to do is call and sign up for it and take that action. We do have about 180,000 customers who are enrolled on these payment plans, the COVID-19 payment plans and other payment plans, New Start, currently.
Now, if people are sitting out there and saying, well, geez, I think I owe maybe a month, if somebody faces disconnection, you obviously must make efforts to let them know that, hey, this is what you're facing and these are the options available to you?
Yes. So we have done a huge level of outreach during this time. Over between middle of August and mid-September, we again sent letters and emails to all residential customers who had past due balances to let them know about these great programs and protections and to take action. On September 15th, what began is the first initial disconnect notices. So no actual residential disconnects have begun. In those notices, we start with the customers who have the highest balances, and there's about 2 weeks between the first notice and when the actual disconnect, first disconnects would happen. But between that time, there's a second notice that would go out via email if you're signed up for it, and via USPS letter. And we're also beginning making some phone calls, which we usually shy away from because we don't want to sound like a scammer. So we're being very careful in these calls. But we really want our customers in these unprecedented times to know that we're here. Just call us, contact us to take advantage of the many options available.
And for the people that aren't really internet savvy, you have telephone numbers that people can call in to find out about this and talk to people, right?
Absolutely. 800-286-2828. Call us there, and we stand at the ready. We look forward to helping every customer who calls us, because the last thing we want to do is disconnect service.
Now, you offer, when I look here, you are offering a lot of programs on your own, but also mixed in with state programs as well and federal programs, right?
Absolutely. So think of us like your navigator. So you call us, we're going to try to help you find the three pockets of money that are out there for energy bill payment assistance, and we're going to help find the best, the lowest monthly payment plans for you, so that you can continue to maintain service and, if eligible, be protected from service. But yep, 800-286-2828 is the phone number where our customer service reps can help you find those.
That's 800-286-2828. Also, when this interview is done, we will post this on our on-demand site, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on the interview section, and click on the interview with the president of customer operations, Jess Kane at Eversource. And not only will we have the telephone numbers, we have all the information and direct links to those sites of information. So if you can get on the internet, but you're not happy with being able to, everything's right here. You can just click on the links and you can get that information there. Jess, thanks for taking a few minutes for joining us this morning. And I'm sorry we got a little botched up the other day, but I'm glad we got this on the air today.
No worries, Marshall. Thank you so much for the time on this important topic.
Thanks, Jess, very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That is Eversource. And once again, you can find out more information at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on interviews, and click on the interview with Jess Kane.